For the diehard NFL fans, football does not have to end.
An entire season of work, and it looks like Super Bowl 50 will come down to this play. Touchdown! Touchdown! What a huge play! The Carolina Panthers have won the Super Bowl.
Men can continue to bash into each other endlessly in the virtual Madden NFL 16 Super Bowl-themed video game, which regularly sells in the two or three top game titles. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 dominates the video game market, selling more than 250 million copies in an industry that has racked up $13 billion in sales, largely for violent point-and-shoot combat games. Or life run amok, testosterone-driven simulations like Grand Theft Auto 1 through 5. 6 is on hold, which may be a sign of a problem. The University of Southern California Game Design Graduate Program thinks the industry could benefit from an alternative approach to gaming. Women now outnumber men at both the graduate and undergraduate level at USC. Tracy Fullerton is a professor and director of the USC Games program. She says the concept is getting back to the roots of gaming in America.
You know, if you look back to the earliest days of games, they were marketed to the entire family.
Right.
And there really wasn't a distinction. There wasn't any sense that there was one segment of the market that was going to like computer games more than another. This notion that we have that games are only for young men really evolved, to try to capitalize on a particular segment of the market.
So when you get into an academic setting like the University of Southern California's graduate video game design program, you notice that there are more women than men in the program. What does that mean? What kinds of ideas come to the table, or what kind of ideas stay at the table that might not have in the past?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to say that we didn't just notice it. We actually worked very hard to get to a place where we had, gender parity. So when we first began the program, just over a decade ago, it was attractive mostly to young men who wanted to get into the games industry. And we wanted to train creative thought leaders, people who were going to not just go into the industry and get a job, be what I call butts in seats, to really think about the future of the entertainment industry and how interactivity and play fit into it and be these team leaders and thought leaders. And so, we knew we had to change the culture in order to do that. And one way to really change culture to make these kinds of differences in the industry was to have a more diverse group of people in the production team. So it was important to us from the outset to really build a place where it was inclusive, where we were talking about process, where we were thinking about what does it mean to have an inclusive work environment? What does it mean to be welcoming and to listen to diverse voices? So it was something that we worked very hard to build, and I'm really gratified to see so many talented young women want to come to our program to participate in that kind of environment.
What do you think the Call of Duty phenomenon is about? I sometimes think that it's a way in which individuals who maybe didn't go to Iraq or Afghanistan want to have that experience as a kind of surrogate experience, or it's a yearning to replay that experience with a different outcome.
You know, there are people who believe that in our culture where men are expected to behave a certain way and there's not a lot of outlets for a certain type of aggression and competition, that these kinds of games actually provide that, that they provide that outlet. And I think that's one answer. I also think that it captures the imagination. Right. And if your friends are playing something, you want to play it, too, because it allows for that group experience. I mean, look at how the entire nation has been just captured by Star Wars again. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Right. It is a positive feedback cycle. The more people who are captured by it, the more others are captured by it. And I think that there's something similar going on here with games, especially with games where there's a lot of multiplayer play. So you want to play the same games that everybody's playing because it's more fun to play the same games. If you want to play a multiplayer game, you don't want to play a game that nobody's playing because that wouldn't be any fun.
What multiplayer game most fascinated you when the capability suddenly allowed for hundreds of people to be playing simultaneously?
Well, I'll tell you honestly, I got really sucked into Halo.
Really?
And I had a whole Halo clan for some time. We would meet every night in what we called the backyard, which is the Beaver Creek map for those who played. And a lot of it was these were my college friends, and we were connecting. We'd all moved to other places of the country, and we could connect every night and play in these familiar spaces, and you could talk to one another. It was better than a phone call. It was just good rough and tumble play with people you really liked.
And what about the development of virtual reality technology? Does this lead us to Walden, a game?
So it's interesting. So I started working on Walden about 8 years ago. And the core idea of this is that you would play Henry David Thoreau and you sort of follow in his footsteps.
When I first took up my abode in the woods, my house was not finished. It was a pleasant hillside where I worked, covered with pine woods, through which I looked out on the pond and a small open field in the woods where pines and hickories were springing up.
So in literary terms, this is very authentic. How do you think having a largely female, much more inclusive, collaborative team looking at the industry of gaming, how much does that open the possibility of bringing new people into the gaming experience?
For me, that's the bottom line. If you have a more diverse team and you have a respectful process that's listening to all the voices, then you're going to reflect a more diverse viewpoint. Your media is going to be attractive to a larger, wider public. So, you know, to me, that's part of the core of our entire program, is that if we can make that change in our program, then that change can go out from where we are into the industry. And I hope it will help the industry to take its next step towards taking its place alongside the broader industries that serve the entire public.
Tracy Fullerton, thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure thing.
Tracy Fullerton is a game designer and professor and director of the USC Games Program.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.